The health department reports that in Summit County, over 1 in 5 youths between the 8th and 12th grades have tried vaping, and about 1 in 10 are doing it regularly. Health educator Alyssa Mitchell said they're trying to counter the misconception that electronic cigarettes are safer or that they have zero nicotine.
And what we're trying to help educate students and realize is that there is more than just nicotine in this juice. In fact, many of the chemicals that are put in the e-juice are actually found in regular tobacco products. So formaldehyde, benzene, toluene, mercury, lead, all of these have been found in regular tobacco products, and they're actually still putting it in the vaping products. It just looks different, and they add maybe a fun flavor to it to try and entice younger audiences.
She said the nicotine in vape cigarettes can be just as addictive.
In fact, some of these new products like the Juuls, they'll have as much nicotine in one of their little pods as a whole pack of cigarettes, about 59 milligrams of nicotine. So, and the problem with the Juuls are they're cheap. So youth are picking up on these cheaper products that have more nicotine in them. So we're concerned about the amount of nicotine they're being exposed to and the higher risk of addiction that will likely occur with that.
She said a number of the ingredients in electronic cigarettes are regulated in other areas.
So many of these products are regulated for their intended purposes. So for example, propylene glycol can be used in small amounts to process things like processed foods or plastics or materials. They're not tested or approved for inhalation. So when we breathe it in, unfortunately, because our lungs are more fragile, they're damaging and mutating our lung cells.
What attracts youngsters to vaping are some of the flavors used in the products.
Whether it has nicotine or not in it, a lot of these products come with fun flavors. So you'll see things like bubble gum, Captain Crunch, chocolate. And I'll be honest, somebody who's been smoking for 20 or 30 years does not care about the flavors. But the youth are attracted to the flavors, and generally it smells better than smoking. And from what I've been told as well, I've never tried it myself, but that it feels, it's not as harsh as a regular tobacco product because you're not inhaling something that's burning, you're inhaling a vapor. So it generally feels a little bit better. So that's why youth are attracted to it. Not to mention that there's a lot of YouTube videos out there that show tricks that people will do with the vape cloud.
Mitchell said they're just starting to document the health impacts of vaping.
There is an increased amount of people having trouble with bronchitis. And actually, a lot of parents who vape around their children, they're triggering asthmatic reactions in their children. Because these chemicals are not reacting with their lungs very well. Long term, we are still researching and trying to figure that out. It took decades to figure out what cigarettes were doing to us, and it'll probably take just as long with vaping.
She said that in Utah, the legal age to use the products is 19.
And one thing we like to tell parents is to watch your Amazon accounts, watch your eBay accounts, because unfortunately it's easy for youth to go and purchase online these products. So have a conversation with youth. Let them know that this is still dangerous, unacceptable, and let them know that they legally should not be purchasing these products online.
Summit County Health Educator Alyssa Mitchell. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.